Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Whoop, whoop.
Hump day.
And a double whoop already from studio. Are you in studio 10?
Studio 10.
Yeah. Studio 9 and 10 at 88 Kearney. Right off market. What's happening? Woo! Woo!
So you're feeling better?
I do feel better. I do. I feel like my body got to the bottom of it yesterday. There was...
It's all out.
Yep.
Clean.
You
did a cleanse.
I swear to God, I weighed myself this morning. I'm like, whoa, light as a feather.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It was, you know, a couple of days of just... Not a lot of intake and quite a bit of, you know, of
woot woot.
Woot woot. Yep. A lot of that going on. But, you know, it's over. It feels like it's over. I actually feel a little shaky today. Like I'm back, but I'm frail, you know, like I'm still in shock to what happened.
You need food.
I did have another night of that butternut squash soup again, and I go to John. Because we just recently found out we have Friday off, which is so awesome. Like, now Halloween becomes a super fun thing instead of this thing that's like, oh, man, I can't stay up for la, 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 la. You know, Vinny's kids are going to go out and he's not going to get to be a part of that and yada, yada. And
well, I didn't realize until you brought it up. I'd been out with Isla, but I've never gone out with Edie between the pandemic and the
and just
job,
that it's right that I've it never falls during the week. Because it only falls on the weekends every 6-7 years.
I have a clear memory of going out at our old house with Isla.
Yeah.
So I know I did that at some point on a weekend. That's what it would have been.
Friday or Saturday is the only days it could have been, right?
And part of the reason I have a clear memory of it, which this is just the typical Halloween nonsense, but, you know, my kid is short. Right?
Yes.
Little
kids. A lot
kid.
Of kids are short.
And we were out as a group on Halloween, and I'm doing my dad thing. Like, I actually do it more than Christina does. I take a lot of pictures of those kids. And as I'm going through the pictures, I realize one of the ladies in our party,
yes,
one of the moms, went, you know, I don't like using the term slutty, but she was wearing a very short. And so in all the photos with my kid is this lady's legs. And I was really feeling like, do I got to disappear all these? Like, it feels like I did this on purpose, but that's my... The pictures
front and
are,
center is the kid. It just kid happens to be this lady's butt and legs in all the pictures.
What do I do?
Do you have those still?
I might. Okay. I don't know where they are. I mean, that's many, many years back, but...
on the cloud somewhere.
I had a moment. I had a moment where I was like, I might have to disappear these. This is looking really suspicious.
Isn't it funny? There's a... We don't really... For the most part, we don't notice what's in the background of pictures. You just sort of look at the subject of the picture. It's like why so many people have like a toilet in behind them in their hot selfie that they've taken.
Right. Crunch.
Right. Or the reflection of, you know, I saw something somewhere when it was a meme that was going around where this girl's like, she's asleep. She's her face is laying on a pillow and she's sort of like, you know, got that FF glow. Freshly effed glow.
Oh.
And she's...
I'm not familiar with the FF glow.
Yeah.
All right.
So she's...
Really?
Well, I mean, I've been freshly effed and then had a glow, but I didn't know... I don't know the term.
I didn't know how else to put it. So she just looks freshly done.
Right.
And, but she's, you know, rumpled and sleeping. And then she's... It's she wrote something like, you know, when Bay takes your picture... after a fun night or whatever. And then in the background, you can see she's holding the camera up to take her own picture.
Oh, that's funny.
Of herself. Like she was alone. I know. She just wishes there was someone there to take her picture. It's like so sad on so many levels. It's a fail. Like, oh, I'm so sad. Your fake boyfriend that you don't have didn't take your picture. You took it. You're your own boyfriend.
Loser.
Oh, loser. That's too bad.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, there's worse things. But, you know, things like that in the background, I think you could easily, if you never brought attention to it, your wife probably wouldn't even see it. She'd be looking at her daughter.
She's not a really jealous lady, but I had that feeling because I know how...
How much you'd been staring at those legs all night?
No, I actually hadn't been. Oh. But they really were there in the photo quite a bit. Don't enjoy this so much.
Stop telling me such enjoyable stories, Vincent.
Yeah, man. Stop being so breezy. You even look breezy today.
I know.
So colorful. And
breezy. La, 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 la. The breeze.
Mm. Let me read a text to you guys.
Please do. Yeah.
415 says, Vinny, TMJ is real. And it's super painful for me and totally disrupts my life. I have to go to physical therapy for my TMJ. You're a phony.
Oh, I'll call back to yesterday.
Yeah. Also, it's a phony. Like, the best part about this is, where did that come from?
I'm a bunch of stuff.
Phony?
You're a phony. You're a phony, Febreze.
I don't know about that one, but I'm, you know, there's a lot of things you can call me.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one, though. Okay.
But if that's, you know, maybe that's a lady who, or I guess it could be a man. Maybe
you're right. No, it totally
right.
Could.
I mean, lots of people have TMJ. But sounds like he or she has it.
I feel like
bad.
A guy would fight through that, though, because he knows the importance of the move.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like guys know.
Like guys, but nobody would give a better one than a guy because they know exactly what they want.
I've thought about that.
How
I mean, I mean, that guys would be probably good at it. Mm-hmm. Like they know exactly.
Right.
What to do.
And.
Phony!
You're a
phony. Great big phony! Come on, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
Anyway, I'm sure TMG is very real. TMJ, sorry, what is it?
TMZ.
I'm sure it's very real, and it's certainly a totally valid reason not to reciprocate. Sure, just lay there and enjoy it while it happens to you, and then when it's your turn.
I know, you don't have to bother with that either. Which is, you know, no problem.
You don't like that?
It's all fine.
You don't like that?
It's fine. Am I going to beg for it? No, I'm not going to.
If it never was getting, like if suddenly it just stopped happening, you would never go, hey, what's going on with the
Well, you know why
the
I
pre-show?
Would? You know why I would? Because I'd be like, what happened to you? Or what's going on with me? That suddenly you're not into that anymore. I just put up with it. Don't worry about it. Don't ask so many questions.
Wow.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know the answers. But some people really want to do that, and they feel like...
Well, yeah. Like, all the guys want to do that.
No, not all the guys.
Actually, you know what's funny is I
tell me.
We were talking about the rappers performing before the show, before the World Series, and I didn't know Fat Joe music.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd heard Fat Joe was going to be the East Coast response
answer,
to...
Right.
I put on one of his songs as I got in my car, and Christina had said, he's good, he's big. At any club, at a certain time,
a Fat Joe song might come on.
You'd hear Lean Back or something, I think, is one of them. Anyway, so I put on one, and he says, right, like, you can hear him. It's not, he's not one of those old, or the new school, like, mumblers. He's
right.
He says the words, and you hear him. And he says, I don't go down there. And I thought,
yeah, him, DJ Khaled. His alleged
He's
queen.
He's actually bragging that he won't kiss out.
Nobody
kiss
kneels
Australia.
Him. Yeah, he doesn't kneel for anybody.
I worked at a hip hop station for a little bit, and that's kind of a stereotype of African American men.
But not all of them.
In general, you mean?
That's a stereotype.
Okay.
But you hear it a lot.
Yeah. No, I heard it in the Fat Joe song and went, wow, that's.
Please
weird.
Text us with your thoughts and feelings on that. 800-400-3697. Maybe there's a black guy listening right now like, no, I'm fully in. Or is like, yeah, absolutely. I don't do that.
So, Sarah, is all of your lovemaking phony? I mean, you don't seem to enjoy any of it.
No, I don't like any of it. No, it's, yeah.
You're a phony.
Oh, hilarious. Way to
you're
set up.
Phony.
Way to set yourself up.
You are phony, though. John, you're sleeping with a phony.
He knows. I tell him all the time, I'm like, who should I pretend to be today?
209 says, I have TMJ and other jaw issues. I've had my jaw dislocate when doings in Australia.
Oh, all
right.
Oh,
we
goodness.
Get it. It's
is that a boy
awful.
Or a girl?
Male or female,
please.
209.
Yeah. It seems like a male would dislodge his jaw because he'd be so much more into it.
Well, yeah. I can get all of it happening.
Oh.
Anyway.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
good
everybody.
Morning. You know what? Let me just say something to y'all.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day to be alive. I'm happy to be here.
Me too.
I'm really stoked.
Me too. Yes.
It is. It's a great day. I actually, it's so funny because the last couple of days, not great days. And today is like, I'm actually, even Maddie said this morning when he came in, like, he slept well. He was up 10 minutes before his alarm. Like, today's a day. Today, there's something about today.
It's
a good day.
We have post-op surgery. You know what? Let me also say another thing.
Oh, please. Oh, yeah. Give us an update on...
Not that I'm a single dad, but I've had to step up quite a bit over the last week. And
feels,
I just want to say
feels
that...
Feels like you're a single dad.
Feels like way more work than I would ever want to have to do. Oh, my God. It's crazy. You single dads out there, I don't know how many... Maybe there's two of you. Maybe there's 20. I don't know. But, oh, my God. I feel you now, and why haven't you run right out and found some help? I don't know.
Or just went for cigarettes to the corner store and never to be seen
God
again.
God damn, man, it's a lot. It's just a lot, all the cooking and cleaning and getting this and getting that. And oh, I got to go pick up. Okay. Oops, I got a text yesterday. I got the text, please go get the girls. Then I got the text. Just Edie, Isla's, you got to go back and get Isla in 45 minutes. I'm like, mother. You know, I feel like my parents would have walked in and said, let's go. You're coming
whatever
too.
Whatever you're doing, you're
We're
coming
We're not
doing
too. Five trips. Let's go. No, I just went, okay. I got the one, then I went back for the other.
Oh.
Fudge.
Did you finally get to relax in the hot tub, though?
No, there was no hot tubbing yesterday.
Oh,
I had to, you know what? I finally got home, got the kids picked up. I sat down and picked up my guitar for a minute. I actually had a nice chat with a neighbor who weirdly goes, this is a guy I know kind of, but haven't really talked to. And he goes, aren't you a DJ? And I go, I mean, I don't know what you call me.
Right.
And he goes, I just started DJing. This guy's like in his 70s and he's a retired guy.
And does he mean like in the club?
No, he picked up a shift on a radio station in Monterey.
Oh my God.
Like because he plays guitar. It was really a neat story and cool to hear. And
that's incredible.
It was so fun to hear him be like,
well, even New Monterey was hiring. That's a lovely place to be.
I don't know what the deal is with all of it, but I just thought,
what does that pay?
Man, that is really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I know that, you know, it'd be,
oh, you got a colleague right there in the neighborhood.
Slightly cooler if it was a young person, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It'd be nice to see people coming up going, yeah, I really want to do that. I can't wait to entertain
you. This 70-year-old stole some 19-year-old's job.
I don't know that there's a line of 19-year-olds. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Well, they're all busy podcasting.
Well,
I've got two students who really like doing their radio shows at the college station that I run. They really enjoy radio. They really get into it. And one of them does a 70s show. Jaboni, just giving her a shout out.
Jaboni!
Hey, Jaboni.
Yeah, she's my program director. She's the best. And she does a 70s show, and she plays old 70 ads in it. And it's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
What's the frequency for that? And we should say that you work at the College of...
Academy of Art University.
That's right.
It's just if you go to, well, it's another radio platform.
Never mind then. Yeah. Don't say it.
But UrbanitesRadio.art.
I don't want no trouble. UrbanitesRadio.art.
But it's, the website will be up in about 24 hours. We had a little system down.
Oh, no. Well, system down.
I'm still in a good mood.
650 says, single full-time dad of three.
Oof.
We just get it done. Yeah, but how? Like, you know. Yeah. Do you cry?
How does everyone live?
Do you cry yourself to sleep at night? Honestly.
Maybe his kids are a little older. And like we were talking off air yesterday, I think, about like, you know, at some point I was going to start cooking her own stuff and figuring out what she needs.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
You know,
but
things
anyway.
Do get easier even as certain things get harder.
Oh, hey, Vinny, what about all the single moms? No easier for them. I don't know. I mean, yeah all the single moms. I guess it's terrible for everybody.
My mom had two boys. No papa around.
And one of them was you.
Yeah.
Vinny, you should know what you signed up for when you decided to have kids. Well, I did, but I didn't know there was going to be, you know, weeks
nobody
off
ever
for surgery.
Really
yeah,
knows.
Vinny. You signed that paper and
anyway,
said, I want kids.
So I get the last kid. I sit down to play guitar and I realize I still got to walk my wife's joy.
The dog.
Oh, man.
You should have named that dog.
Is it leaving the house now? It was not leaving her bedside, is it?
Yes, it's leaving now.
Oh, okay.
She's up. She's up and about. She's still very, like, she's got a bandage on her nose. Mm. Post-op is today.
So what's happening today? She's getting the stents yanked out, and they're going to take the wrapping off her nose?
I guess.
Has she been able to shower? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
she has
showered
a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it'll be very interesting to see how this goes.
Yeah. Still going to be all swollen? Her eyes black?
No.
Oh.
No, she didn't get blackened eyes.
Incredible.
Hmm. So I don't know if that's the skill of the surgeon or... you know what, but
yeah.
Hopefully we get good news today that everything's all good.
It's just a matter of healing.
At the very least, mom can walk her dog now.
Yes. At the very least, right, Vinny?
Her dog.
One thing off the camel's back.
Yes, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, all the single moms too. You're right. It's no easier for you.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
Anyone who's doing it by themselves is in deep, deep trouble.
I would think you'd be walking around going, want to get married? Will you marry me?
Yeah.
Anyone.
Look at these. I've spit polished these three beautiful children.
They're perfect.
What do you think? You guys, be angels.
How
please.
Would you like to do half? You want to?
Right. Oi.
Yeah.
Anywho, good morning. It's hump day, and it's going to be a good one.
Hump day?
Just real quick. I'm going to not read it on the air, but don't send text to a radio station that says... right up front, don't read on the air. Like, come on.
Yeah. Oh, what does it say?
Well, that's the problem. Now I really want to read it on the air.
Just read it on the air.
No.
What is it?
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny and Maddie.
Hi.
Being back.
Hi.
No, I'm not going to read it. It's the first thing they say. Please do not read. Please don't read this text on air.
Hmm. You know, here's a warning.
It's so long. There's no way you could read all of this.
I will say this. Just a warning. I assume if it's that long, it's also broken into chunks, which means not every one of them says, please don't read this on the air. Please, word economy. If you have a long thing, we need to get an email address that one of us looks at because we used to have.
What happened to the email?
It just
that we
went
had?
Away, and I don't know how to get back to it. We need to figure that out. Just something at radioalice.com. Studio at radioalice.com or something like that.
I hate to just have to do a Gmail, but we could do that if
we could just
give
Gmail.
Us one.
Another email to check. All right.
Well, it's just that I want our listeners to be able to get a hold of the long form stuff and requests for birthday stuff. Like we can't possibly see every text because the sheer volume of them is crazy. Which
dad
we appreciate
back,
from you.
I'm too tired to cry.
I don't have the energy for that. All right, KLC, KLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. See you in a second.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.